"We are dismayed by your performance," the voice continued. "You were supposed to watch the girl." Something very bad. A new terror seized me. Not the fear that I might be beaten or robbed by hooligans, but the fear that I had disappointed my benefactors, my brothers, and that I would face their justice, which was legendary. I swallowed hard. "Yes, brother, I did watch her, but..." The voice rose sharply.
"You were supposed to watch her and report to us, that is all. Was this mission too difficult for you, novice?"
I could not speak, so great was my fear.
"Why did you not report to us the moment she entered the realms?"
I thought I had things well in hand.
"And did you?"
"No." My answer hung in the air like so much smoke from the candles.
"No, you did not. And now the realms have been breached. The unthinkable has happened."
I rubbed my sweaty palms against my knees, but it did not help. The cold, metallic taste of fear worked its way into my mouth. There was much I didn't know about the organization to which I'd pledged myself, my loyalty, my very life, as my brother had before me. Amar had told me stories of their Akshana, of their code of honor, their place in history as protectors of the realms.
"If you'd come to us immediately, we could have contained the situation."
"With all due respect, she is not what I expected." I paused to think of the girl I'd left behind, headstrong, with startling green eyes. "I believe that she means well." The voice boomed.
"That girl is more dangerous than she knows, and more of a threat than you realize, boy. She has the potential to destroy us all. And now, between the two of you, the power has been unleashed. Chaos reigns."
"But she defeated Cersei's assassin."
"Cersei has more than one dark spirit at her disposal," the voice continued. "That girl shattered the runes that have housed the magic and kept it safe for generations. Do you understand that there is no control? The magic is loose inside the realms for any spirit to use. Already, many are using it to corrupt the spirits who must cross. They will bring them to the Winterlands and fortify their strength. How long before they weaken the veil between the realms and this world? Before they find a way to Cersei, or she finds a way in? How long before she has the power she covets?"
A slick, icy fear spread through my veins.
"Now you see. You understand what she has done, what you have helped her do. Kneel."
From nowhere came two strong hands forcing me to my knees. My cloak was loosened at my neck, and I felt cold, hard steel against the frantic throbbing of the vein there. This was it. I had failed, brought shame on the Rakshana and my brother's memory, and now I would die for it.
"Do you bow to the will of the Brotherhood?"
asked the voice. My voice, pressed tight in my throat by the flat of the knife, sounded frantic, strangled, a stranger's voice. "I do."
"Say it."
I bow to the will of the Brotherhood in all things." The blade retreated. I was released. When I realized my life would be spared, I am ashamed to say that I felt near to crying tears of relief. I would live, and I'd have a chance yet to prove my worth to the Rakshana.
"There is still hope. Has the girl ever made mention to you of the temple?"
"No, my brother. I have never heard of such a place."
"Long before the runes were constructed to control the magic, the Order used the temple. It is rumored to be the source of all power in the realms. It is the place where the magic can be controlled. Whosoever claims the temple rules the realms. She must find it."
"Where is it?" There was a moment's pause.
"Somewhere inside the realms. We do not know for certain. The Order kept it well hidden."
"But how?"
"She must use her wits. If she is truly one of the Order, the temple will most likely call to her in some fashion. But she must be careful. Others will seek it as well. The magic is unpredictable, wild. Nothing from the other side can be trusted. This is most important. Once she finds the temple, she must say these words. I bind the magic in the name of the Eastern Star.
Won't that give the temple to the Rakshana?
It will give us our due. Why should the Order have it all? Their time is past.
Why do we not ask her to bring us in with her? The room fell silent for a moment, and I feared I would have the knife to my throat again.
No member of the Rakshana may enter the realms. That was the witch's punishment on us.
Punishment? For what? I had heard Amar say only that we were guardians to the Order, a system of checks and balances for their power. It was an uneasy alliance, but an alliance nonetheless. These things being spoken now made me wary. I was afraid to speak out, but knew I must.
I do not think she will work for us willingly.
Do not tell her your aim. Gain her trust.
There was a pause.
Woo her, if necessary.
I thought of the strong, powerful, stubborn girl I'd left behind.
She is not so easily wooed.
Any girl can be wooed. It is merely a question of finding the right tool. Your brother, Amar, was quite skilled at keeping the girl's mother on our side.
My brother, wearing the cape of the damned, my brother using a demon's war cry. Now was not the time to mention my unsettling dreams. They might think me a fool or a coward.
Gain her favour. Find the temple. Keep her from any other dalliances. The rest shall be ours.
But
go now, Brother Kartik,
he said then, using the title of honour that might one day be conferred upon me as a full member of the Rakshana.
We shall be watching you.
My captors came forward then to place the blindfold over my eyes once more. I jumped to my feet.
Wait, I cried out. Once she has found the temple and the power is ours, what is to become of her?
The room was silent, save for the flickering of the candles in the slight draught. At last, the voice echoed down into the chamber.
Then you must kill her.